Time is now 3:30. Andrew here with you on News on the Hill, and we are going to continue the program now by welcoming on the phone our own news director, Brighton McConnell. He's joining us from campus. Brighton, thank you so much for making time this afternoon.
Of course, Andrew. Happy to call in and help with these reports.
So you are right there where the encampment is at Polk Place, and we haven't actually heard a lot from that encampment so far here on News on the Hill. So I wonder if you could just tell us what it's like there.
Sure. Well, I think part of the reason why you haven't heard too much is just that SJP, which is UNC Students for Justice of Palestine, have largely been making sure that they are the ones pushing any sort of messaging out. They've not really had any sort of spokesperson, and media are welcome to come take photos and get videos, but they're not really about people coming up and individually getting interviewed or anything like that. So right now, it's a group of several hundred people here on Polk Place, which is the main UNC quad, largely gathered around. And yes, there are tents up. This is called an encampment protest. And those tents just went up late Sunday night. That, at the moment, is the main rule breaking that this group is doing of university policy. Otherwise, it has been I would still call that peaceful. It has been a protest that has followed university rules, and that's why these several hundred students and additional community members have been able to be out here at this point now for 3.5 days. The encampment started Friday morning after an attempted encampment last Friday, and then this one has sustained, like we have seen several other protests across college campuses, taking up this cause of solidarity with Palestine and asking universities to divest from any sort of ties with Israel.
So how full does it look like the area there in front of the South Building is? And is there anything happening? Like are there speakers, or are people just sort of occupying the space right now?
Yeah, I think, well, right now it's actually gotten a little quiet, and because I think it's fair to say that there's kind of like a couple of different levels, right? There's the people who are part of the encampment protest who have probably been here for quite a while. They are largely around the flagpole at Polk Place. So not actually directly in front of South Building, but closer to that flagpole. And that's where a lot of the tents are as well. So a lot of people staged in that area, and that definitely looks like a couple hundred. And then a bunch of people on the outskirts who are maybe here to provide some support in the moment. A lot of folks kind of sitting down. Of course, it's a beautiful day out here, so a lot of people enjoying the day, others with signs up, others listening to what's happening kind of closer to that tent area. Just a few, as of a few minutes ago, lots of chants, people playing some musical instruments, leading people in chants. If I had to guess, the group might be trying to make some plans on maybe what to do next, what to go forward. SJP has been sharing some social media posts and an official release saying they are concerned that because those tents are up, there could be a university police presence here before too long, trying to clear that encampment. So again, I'm a little ways away. That might be what they're talking about. But in general, since I've been here for the last 20 minutes or so, it has largely been a lot of chants. And so you have that group that's very close to the tents. You have that group kind of on the outskirts who are checking everything out, providing some support, maybe listening along from a little bit of afar. And then, of course, Andy, because UNC is a big university, there are plenty of other people here who are just kind of going about their day, walking to and from class, just avoiding the middle of Polk Place. But, I mean, you've got people out here taking graduation photos in front of South Building. You, as I said, people just kind of going about their day-to-day. And outside of a news helicopter circling right now over campus, if you're in other parts, there's a chance you might not even know that this is happening, depending on whether you're coming to Polk Place very often or not.
We're visiting with Brighton McConnell. He is on campus at the site of the campus protest. And I'm also kind of wondering, it sounds like it's kind of a casual atmosphere in general, not to say that the protest itself is casual, but would you say that there's not, it doesn't seem like there's much tension there at the moment?
I think that's right. I mean, the group has been posting about that they are preparing for police enforcement before too long because they have put up those tents. And the reason is because UNC has it in its school policies that no sort of structure of any kind, temporary or permanent, is supposed to be constructed on Polk Place, on the Quad, because it is a public and open space. And so at the very beginning of this protest on Friday, university officials came out and told the group, hey, this is the sticking point. You know, if you have any sort of temporary structure up here, we're going to try and make moves to take that down. But if you're doing anything else, you know, that is within your right in this public space, that's okay. But because those tents have been up now getting close to a full day, in a couple of hours, it will be a full day. Then they say that they are now preparing for university police to potentially come through and sweep and arrest people who have had those tents up. So I think it's fair to say that here in person, the general sense around the group is relatively casual for now. But if there ends up being any sort of heavy police presence again, which is what UNC SJP is saying at the moment, I don't see any university police cars or officers around South Building or on the immediate border to the encampment, then I imagine that could change pretty quickly. It is one of those things, though, that, again, big campus, and it's been going on for more than 3 days at this point. A lot of people who are either dropping by or are just like checking this out, or maybe have gone one place and come back and are visiting. It is a little less tension filled for them, but I imagine for the people right now around those tents who might be preparing for any sort of police presence, they maybe are starting to feel a little bit more nervous just because they might not know what happens when UNC campus safety officers show up.
Brighton, we've got a couple minutes left. Is there anything else that you're seeing there or that you wanted to mention on this story before we wrap up?
I will say, Andy, you know, this is the first time, having covered this community, this is the first time I've seen a true encampment or a protest last multiple days in the same spot on UNC campus. Again, because it's a public university, anybody is allowed to be on campus here. And so I'm sure they've seen a lot of people come on and off. And it is not uncommon for protests or political demonstrations or kind of anybody to set up shop and trying to share a message here on campus and part of the main Quad. But it's certainly notable that they've crossed the 3 day mark of being here, and it'll just be very curious. I'm certainly curious, and I imagine university officials are curious too, to, you know, just how much longer they plan on doing this. This group has turned to this encampment, obviously, after the wave of similar protests that we've seen at Columbia University and the outrage that has been sparked too when police have started arresting protesters. Who knows what's going to happen here necessarily, but one thing you've got to keep in mind, at least for the length of this, is not only that the school year is ending, but also what this group's demands are, which is that UNC divest from any ties with companies who have been ties with Israel. It's pretty broad. And as we know, things when it comes to the university certainly don't move quickly. So this group has been pushing for months for the university to do this and have turned to this encampment protest as the latest way to try and get their attention and make their point known. It'll just be interesting to see how much longer they plan to try and be out here, especially knowing, again, that on the university side of things, there's been no public action taken to meet any of the demands that this group is making.
Brighton, great stuff. I appreciate you being out there in the field, and I look forward to any updates if they become available.
Sure thing, Andrew.